Good morning. A weak Alberta Clipper is shearing off south of New York City, bringing some light snow to the immediate New York and New England coast, including Long Island. However, the snow is not reaching that far north up the Hudson Valley or Connecticut Valley, perhaps to Poughkeepsie and Hartford early this morning, but little accumulation. That system will continue to shear off to the east and south, leaving us with generally dry weather today. And after a cold start, especially in northern New York and New England, where it's gone below zero, we'll see temperatures climb back through the single digits and teens and on up into the mid-20s for afternoon highs on average. Another weak disturbance currently moving through the Midwest and Great Lakes will arrive late tonight with another round of some light snow showers for more of us. Still, though, very little in the way of accumulation by tomorrow morning, and lows will drop back on average into the teens. Some clouds left over tomorrow morning from that weak disturbance, otherwise increasing sun through the day tomorrow. The breeze will pick up from the west behind the system as temperatures reach up into the lower 30s. High pressure will dominate for the day on Thursday. Sunshine, though, will give way to increasing clouds as a couple of disturbances organize to our west and south. This will have an impact on our weather come Friday, as one system moving through the Great Lakes looks like it wants to combine with another system moving out of the Gulf of Mexico to form a bigger storm along the eastern seaboard. Whether these two systems phase or not will determine how much snow we get on Friday. If they remain separate, a light amount of snow is likely, while if they combine along the eastern seaboard and a more potent system develops, we could have several more inches of snow by Friday afternoon. We'll continue to watch this system unfold throughout the week ahead. High temperatures either way on Friday will be in the lower 30s. We'll dry it out for the weekend with mostly sunny skies on Saturday and a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday and highs back into the lower to mid-30s before another system heads our way with the chance of rain or snow on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, wind chill advisories and wind chill warnings are out for northern New Hampshire and northern Maine, with actual temperatures between 5 and 15 below zero and wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Wind chill values will be as low as 35 below zero today. And parts of the northern Cascades are under winter storm watch as several rounds of snow will fall, totaling 1 to 2.5 feet across the mountain. And dense fog is an issue over the Ark-La-Tex, eastern Texas, and including the Gulf Coast of Texas, where visibilities will be reduced to a quarter mile or less, including in the Dallas metro area. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Joha Haven Airport in Canada at 12 noon last Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Klein Brogel in Belgium at 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog and 18 below zero with a west-northwest wind at 64 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 18 degrees, the dew point 11, 74% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 29.97 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 39 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, light snow in the lower to mid-30s, Boston, mostly cloudy with a chance of a little light snow in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 26 degrees, the low 12, the average temperature 19, that's 5 degrees below normal. 1/10 of an inch of snow yesterday, that's also the total for the month, which is 1.8 inches below normal, and 19.7 inches for the season, which is 16.3 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 15, the record high 59 set in 1890, and the record low 15 below zero in 1918. Sunrise this morning, 7:05 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:14 p.m., 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the teens and lower 20s. Cloudy with a little light snow tonight, very little accumulation with lows near 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a little light snow this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy today with highs around 30. More light snow possible tonight with little accumulation and lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, little accumulation and lows in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a little light snow this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy today with highs around 30. More light snow tonight with little accumulation and lows near 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, little accumulation and lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds giving way to sunshine, breezy in the lower 30s, 20s on Thursday with increasing clouds, chance of snow Friday, lower 30s, sunshine mixed with clouds Saturday and Sunday, lower to mid-30s, and a chance of rain or snow Monday with highs in the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.